Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Are you a frustrated malcontent? What gives you satisfaction in every sense of the word? Is it a meal, a chore, a craft, or a relationship? Some things are never satisfying as much as we'd like them to be. Let's explore satisfaction and scratch that itch. And now, Lisa, Shelley, and Daryl.
It's Witchy Wednesday, folks. You are here with the Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast, and we'd like to introduce you to the fabulous group of people. We have the lady who has a teapot in one hand and a sickle in the other, your Good Witch, Shelley Majors.
Highly ho.
We also have the Man Witch, which we're not sure what he has in his hand right now.
Easy.
He's got one hand in his pocket.
One of them doesn't have two N's in its name, though.
Oh, you are the Man Witch, Daryl Brown.
He's got his hand on the toilet seat. Just get up from it while he's sitting down.
Oh, the rules.
You know, I really do think that more guys sit down while they pee than we know about.
I'm sure.
It's just relaxing.
It's good for your prostate.
It really is. You won't get prostate cancer.
Oh. Yep.
I really don't know. I admit that.
I was clued in at a young age, like six.
Dude, I always pee when I sit down.
Yeah. No. Your prostate's fine.
I just got smacked by my mom. She goes, "You are the worst aimer. Sit down." I'm like, all right.
Oh, no.
I guess I should have said I always sit down when I pee. Not I always pee when I sit down. They're different.
They're different. Yeah. So different. Oh my gosh. Although, you know, the other way, you know, is you me know most of the time too. I pee no matter what I do.
Well,
it's a woman thing.
Who's the bad witch?
Me.
Lisa Brown.
Lisa Brown.
Yay,
from
everybody.
Brown Town.
And our dogs, the mascots, are sleeping on the couch together, which never happens.
Oh, that it does hardly ever happen.
It's a Wednesday miracle.
It is.
Yeah, Fiona's tired because she got shots. Anyways, we'll go into this. Maybe we won't. I'm not sure. But we're going to come back with It's My Life. Pew. This is our intro. It's called It's My Life, and we are going to talk about the stuff that we've done since the last time we did an It's My Life. Who wants to go first?
Definitely you guys.
Oh, you're the one that's out and about and doing the towns.
It seems like.
Yeah. maybe she's not.
We're just homebodies, you know?
No, we actually went to Dillon.
Went to Dillon, yeah.
Last week?
Yeah, our regular, what do they call that?
Annual
trip.
Yeah.
Trek. Yeah, yeah. This seriously was one of the first times we've gone up there. We've been going up to Dillon for now, 15 years?
I think it's been 20 now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It rains every freaking year.
It's always the second week in August or the first week of August?
Second
week, okay. Yeah. It's always during Sturgis, yeah. That's why I don't go to Sturgis.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But,
hard eye roll.
It always rains. And it did not rain once this time.
I don't think it's ever not rained.
Right.
This is the first time it did not rain.
Wow.
And this is the first time me and Lisa did not go hot tubbing.
Or in the pool or anything.
Yeah. I got brand new trunks, everything. Mm-hmm. You know what we did?
What?
We watched documentaries.
We watched true crime documentaries.
He likes true crime?
Well,
now.
It was either that or we were going to be stuck watching ID over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. So that was your compromise.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I go, you know, have you ever heard about the poor kids that got falsely accused of murder?
The West
Memphis one?
Oh.
So we hadn't watched the one that Damien did.
Uh-huh.
But we also watched another one. What was that one?
The Delphi murders.
Yeah,
we watched the Delphi one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what got it started. And then he goes, this guy got railroaded, the guy that they committed for the Delphi murder.
Exactly. I don't know that that's really true.
They had no freaking evidence against this guy whatsoever.
There's a little bit, but the thing is that I don't know if he's guilty and I don't know if he's innocent. I do know that there is reasonable doubt.
Yes.
So that's all the big problem.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. So that I think that he probably should not have gone to prison because of the reasonable doubt. But that, you know, if you want a good documentary about, and it's well done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it tells from the beginning. It's only two episodes.
Two.
And I don't remember what it was on. Netflix, maybe? I don't even know. Whatever.
It was on Hulu.
Hulu.
Yeah, because we got Hulu in the mountains.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, so yeah, anyways, we did the normal stuff that we always do. We went and ate at the same restaurants. We went and walked Frisco like we always do, and we
Can I add?
Yes.
Frisco is really up their game.
Oh, in what way?
They built this whole new food court, and it's, what, two levels?
Two or three
levels.
Uh-huh.
It's badass.
Lovely.
Yes. Yeah.
I like Frisco a lot.
Oh, I love, Frisco. That, and we went by, you know, how we go to your bosses, not your bosses, your old landlord. I was like, don't go there. I want to go to that place so bad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we went in, but it was really super duper cool. I mean, I go, they're kicking Breckenridge's ass. My uncle goes, well, we haven't been to Breckenridge yet. And I said, okay, so we got to Breckenridge is the exact same, except they got a few more realtors up there. You know, it's just, they take out the antique stores or whatever, the little junk stores, and put realtors in there. And
right. I'm like, it's becoming kind of Aspen-y, right? Like really high dollar. Breckenridge is becoming kind of bougie.
It's not as bad as like Vail and Aspen, but it's
pretty bougie.
Yeah, it is bougie.
Yeah, Frisco's
but
more
Frisco
our
kicked
speed.
Ass. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, so that's our life. That's what
our friends Tom and
Crystal came.
Tom Crowberry and Crystal Crowberry came up and seen us.
They did.
Spent one day with us. Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of mountainy, but not really. So I have a friend that I work with. Her name is Holly. And she, almost everybody I work with has two jobs, but she's, let's say 40, and she, her getaway is, camping, like far away camping.
Oh.
And she loves Crestone.
Does she know that, Colorado has mountains too?
She does.
Okay, sorry.
But there's mountains in Colorado that are very far away.
Cool.
So anyway, she goes to Crestone, and that's 3 hours south. And it's really pretty. But when I was doing some research about Crestone, it is kind of culty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So there's tons of crime down there. It's very small population.
Mm-hmm.
And there was that, the podcast on True Crime Obsessed. Mm-hmm. It was Love is One, I think, about Mother God. That was down there.
I don't know about that.
They did different places.
And I don't mean to step on your story.
No, you're fine.
But so our fifth ever episode. I think it was either our fifth guest or our fifth episode.
Uh-huh.
Candina Cruz was our guest.
Yes.
And her best friend's sister-in-law was the focus of a podcast in Crestone that she was murdered there.
Was her name Crystal?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to listen to that podcast
it's
next.
It's so
but
interesting.
I've heard. Yeah. And so the name of that podcast is like Under a Midnight Sun or something like that, but they have five different seasons. The second season is all Crestone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so there's culty stuff. There's the missing girl, mm-hmm. poor Crystal.
And they've never found her still.
Never found her. The way that Holly was telling it, it's kind of a very mystical little town. And I think they call that whole area down there by the sand dunes and stuff a dark sky park.
Okay.
Because of the stars and everything else. And I think that people feel like they are more astrologically connected or spiritual or whatever. But I don't know. I'm just kind of obsessed with it. And it seems like it's very kind of like Alaska where people go to get lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, don't find me. You'll never find me here. I mean, there's just nothing. Although it would be probably really easy to find somebody there because there's nothing but one tumbleweed.
Yeah. They're hiding behind there.
I see you.
It's seriously like really, really small. There's like one general store and one bar. And a lot of woo-woo people do go up there.
Right.
And
UFO
because,
shit.
Yeah. Well, and also like crystal. And, you know,
mysticism.
Like, I'm one with the earth and this and that. And I think that that's the reason that that girl went there. Apparently she, well, I mean, you will listen to the podcast, but she left her kid, which she would never do because she loved her, with her dad to go up there. They do like drum circles and like all stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, then they're assuming she was murdered, but there's also a lot of caverns, like pits in the ground.
Ooh.
And they think that she's in one of those.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah.
No.
I thought you were talking about Shelly's work friend. Oh, that's why she went down.
She's there. Fine.
She's woo-woo-y and this and that and this together.
She doesn't even like her kid.
You don't even know this girl.
I don't.
A lot of people I work with are kind of woo-woo, but, you know, I have some woo-woo in me, too. I'm a witch.
Woo was okay.
Yeah, like, you know, like meditative breath and stuff like that and hypnosis. Sure. I don't know that any of that is... wrong or right,
no.
You know, but I, why not?
Yeah.
You know, it's, and it's holistic and it's not.
Yeah,
medicine,
and if it makes you
whatever.
Feel better, then
exactly,
God bless you.
Exactly.
Go down but with anyway, some shrooms, you're in good rich shape.
But she was one of the only people that trained me on the floor, and she got to go on a vacation and she sent me pictures of moose and stuff. And she's like, oh, yeah, Crestone's next. And I just got fascinated with, I think there's something magnetic about it to people. So anyway, that's what I'm doing, being obsessed about Crestone.
Perfect.
And yeah, and watching documentaries about it. And
all
listening.
Right. Well, there you go. So we're all watching documentaries.
Yeah.
We are so freaking interesting.
That's right. It's like, we should probably go outside. Yeah. And, or maybe go to Crestone.
Get some vitamin A or vitamin D. What is it? D?
It's with the sun. But maybe that's our next field trip. I'll go down to Crestone.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. And if you get sucked into a cult, I'll suck you out.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I won't suck you off. That's different. Dude, we've been friends for too long. That would be awkward.
That would be really weird.
Yes, I'll get you out of the cult.
Okay, cool. Well, that's our life. Did you have anything else?
Mine was your part, too.
Okay.
Yeah, we
went to Dylan.
Parasitic heads.
Parasitic lovers.
That's what we are.
Wow.
We'll be back with the meat.
Sometimes I feel like a third witch. Welcome back, my witches. It is time for the meat of the program, the middle entertainment and treats.
Ooh.
And as you know or don't know, all of our episodes have song titles as the episode titles. And today, you really don't have to do too much guesswork, unlike our episode that was called Turning Japanese, that was about the Winter Olympics that were in Japan.
There was a catch.
A
correlation.
There was a point and we made it.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is Can't Get No Satisfaction. It's about things that satisfy and don't satisfy us.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa and Daryl were the boss of this one.
Daryl made it up.
And I think that Lisa threw out the outline.
Yes.
So it was a mutual affair.
Yeah.
But the first question, which I think is really interesting, I think all of these questions are really interesting and we don't spend enough time thinking or talking about them. But it's what things in your life do you just, you can't seem to get it right? So you're unsatisfied by it because you just can't get it right over and over again. I always say on the show, I make a lot of mistakes, but I never make the same mistake twice. False. I've been married more times than I have fingers and toes.
Oh no.
Okay, so twice. But I can't.
You only have two fingers and toes?
She's
weird.
Did we go to elementary school together?
I'm an emu. Oh, yeah. I rather no thumbs.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I think emus have three. But in any case, I never seem to pick the right man for me at the right time in my life or our life. And then I also can't seem to get time management right. I feel like I get stuck in a, if I just keep working harder, it's going to be okay. If I keep, instead of working smarter and managing my time well and focusing on things I need to, I think I'm constantly planting seeds and never making a harvest. Does that make sense? So that's unsatisfying to me.
Yeah.
And maybe you guys should quit agreeing so fucking much.
No, I'm agreeing because I feel I feel the same way.
Yes.
Not about you, but about myself.
It's like, why didn't you just tell me so I didn't have to come to this self-realization?
What is this, a fucking intervention? Shell, what we brought you here for?
Come on in, family.
And you too, ex-husbands and ex- the fifth grade.
Hi,
yeah, it's like, hey, how about you be single for 5 minutes and maybe get a career?
A career. ever.
You had the same job for a really long time.
Yeah, she's
good.
I sure did.
But no, I mean, and so have I, but I feel like that's, I think that when the first thing that came to mind with me is that I feel like even though I've never been a person who's had to pawn anything.
Right.
Oh, or, God, thank God.
Yeah.
You've never been yet. Pawn poor.
No. And stuff like that. But I feel like I can't get my finances in
right.
alignment.
We can't it's get
like,
ahead. We're just no. treading water.
And I feel like even like the more I get ahead, the more I get behind.
Yeah.
And it, I know that the more stuff, the more money you have, the more stuff you end up getting.
More yeah. money, more problems.
Yeah, seriously. And I get that. More. And this is all so fucking cliche.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand how you feel about that. And I feel the same where it's like, okay, how can I work harder? How can I work harder? I'll right. get a second job. I'll get a morning job. I don't know how you learn that.
I don't either. And but, I think, yeah, I need to look more at, like I used to run my boss's business. I think I'm pretty good at somebody else's business mm-hmm. where I can cut costs and save costs in addition to making more money. I can do all of those things, just not for myself.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also think that, is there a TV show where your best friend picks your partner?
I don't know.
Because we need to make that reality TV show.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I can be alone for 5 seconds.
Well, yeah, too. I yeah. think that would be...
We'll call it, yeah. I can do better for you.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Although I don't have a really good track record with putting people together. I mean, I've put two people together,
uh-huh.
and like one was a disaster.
Yes.
Yeah, a couple together.
Yeah.
And the other ones are still together and married, which is my niece and her wife.
Yeah.
So 50-50.
Yeah, well, the other ones did get married.
Yeah.
It just became a disaster in the long run. So,
yeah, not your fault.
Well,
not your fault.
Like,
and the funny thing is, when we run into the certain other person, Lisa still will go, I am so sorry. And the poor guy goes, it's okay, Leek.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know.
I'm over it by now. And yeah. guess what? I found somebody else.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. exactly.
Your intentions were good.
Yeah.
Goodness, yeah.
What about you?
Mine's not as deep as your guys' is for sure. I mean, one day I'm going to be an adult, I guess, but no.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the stupidest thing. Okay. You know, one of my most passionate things is my yard. I love my yard, isn't it? I've got it kind of dialed in right now the way of like all my pompous grass where it's growing. I've kind of told other ones, I can't have you grow. I got to take you out of the ground because I've got 12 of these damn things. And I don't know if people know what pompous grass grows to be, but it grows to be huge. And when I have to cut it down next.
Yeah, it can get taller than your house.
Yeah, I've got ones that are way, way tall. And we have a tall house. But my damn lawn, I cannot seem to get my front lawn to come around. I mean, it stays pretty decent, but it's still kind of dry and looks, you know, dusty.
Or patchy. Mine is patchy.
Well, mine isn't patchy. It's just, it has the same flow. It's like walking on straw.
It's the kind of grass, though.
It's weird.
It's a cheap grass.
But my backyard kicks ass. The grass back there is incredible. Except now, for some odd reason, I can't keep the weeds down in the lawn. I've done the weed and feed. I've done the old this and that. And it's getting taken over. And I told Lisa the other day, I go, this backyard is really starting to drive me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I can't get no satisfaction.
he can't give yard satisfaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be very easy to dig yourself into an eternal hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just one of those things that you have to let go.
With it being so hot lately, I mean, this has been, seriously, I'm not lying. I've talked to some of my other friends that, you know, we all used to work outside, and some of them still do. They're like, this seriously has to be the hottest summer. I mean, it's not like it's been hot, hot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, 90s for Colorado is hot. It's been in the 90s a lot for many
days.
It's hotter
than it's ever
been. And, you know, everybody goes, oh, it's always been like that. And, no, it hasn't.
I don't think so.
We've had a heat, but it's a different, it's like it's right on top of your heat now.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's us being older, too.
Well, it probably has a lot to do with us being older. It probably has us to do with the ozone. It probably, you know,
because it's accumulating.
I have no hair.
There's that. I have too much hair.
You're closer to the sun.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
But you should check out the brand or breed of grass that you have, because mine is Native American. And the reason that I know is it's Apache.
Stupid.
It was, but mine is so brilliant.
No, mine is Navajo Grow.
Navajo
Grow.
Sounds like Bat Albert.
Not a no, bro. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, what do you think are some things that you should start to try to focus on to get satisfied?
This one, I kind of, when I was writing this show down, it kind of came to heart when I put this certain thing down. I think I need to really get back in touch and in focus of being a better parent to my kids and a better grandparent to my grandkids. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I spend enough time with my kids. And this is weird, and it's going to sound kind of like it's not a cop-out or anything. COVID did so much damage that I'm still trying to repair from COVID with family. Mm-hmm. Because we were separated so much. I thought once we bought this house, it was going to be the reunite. Everybody's going to get kumbaya. We're going to get back together again. Please. But in that much of time, my kids grew in such a different way. My grandkids grew in such a different way. We separated, and it breaks my heart because we were seriously one of the closest families. I mean, we had Wednesday dinners. You know, we can't do that now, of course, but you know, what's wrong with Tuesday? But, you know, it seems like seriously it did. It really kind of ruined a lot of relations in that sense. Mm-hmm. So I told myself I need to really make I've got grandkids that are in sports. I got, you know, this and that. I need to get out and see more of that.
Yeah. That's funny that you should say that because I wrote Caden a big long text today.
Oh,
he didn't write me back. No,
I feel all of that.
Yeah, I just, I mean, and it hasn't been read, so I'm just joking about that.
But yeah, it's funny that
we were kind of on the same wavelength with that because I was like, where did I go wrong? You know, like, not that we don't have relationships, but
that's the thing with me and my kids, my kids.
Yeah.
Once they become adults, I didn't want to be – my mom kind of got into my life a little bit too much at times. And I'm like, can you just step back and got into my kids' lives with me a little bit too much? I said, I'm never going to be one of those parents. They go out. They got to make their mistakes. They got to live their life. They got to raise their family the way they want to raise their family. So maybe I took myself out of the equation way too much.
Right.
And should have stayed more in tone and been, you know.
Or maybe it would have turned out the exact same way. But I think it's great that you're making it a priority to reconnect with everybody.
Yeah, I need to.
Maybe get something on the schedule. And somebody needs to be the organizer. And, you know, everybody's busy, but sometimes you just have to make that first step,
Even if it's just once a month, we all get together, come down, you'll have everybody come here, we do something, have some kind of a...
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, if we start doing, let's say, Sunday night dinners or whatever, not everybody's going to be able to come, but some will, some won't.
But yeah, if you can't make it this Sunday, try next Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. And so we just need to sit down and actually make that a priority.
We went to a celebration of life for a good friend of mine, Amy Macias, that passed away. And my ex-wife was there and stuff, and her husband. Well, her and her husband were going to take the kids up to Breckenridge. Mm-hmm. So they were
the
grandkids. So my two older grandsons, not Caden, but my older grandson, Orlando and Elijah, were there. And they were like, hey, Papa, what's there to do in Breckenridge? And I said, oh, you guys, I tell you what you got to do. I said, you got to get up to Breckenridge. There's a gondola. Mm-hmm. You can ride up. There's a big old theme park up there. I said, there's a self-guided roller coaster you do by yourself. I go, there's all this stuff to do up there. And their eyes like lit up. They're like, yeah. And in my back of my head, as I'm like going, that's not what your grandma has planned. She rented a condo with a pool. She thinks that's how she...
Now they're just going to be disappointed.
Well, no, so it was funny. So that night, I had texted my grandson Orlando and said, hey, did you guys make it up there okay? And but 10 seconds later, I get, and it was a FaceTime call from, you know, on Facebook, how it has that weird, you know. And so I answer it, and here's these two goofballs, my grandson Orlando and Elijah, and they're like, hey, Grandpa, what's up? Or, hey, Papa. I go, what are you guys doing? They're going, just sitting up. I go, it's like 9:30. Uh-huh. I go, where's everybody else? They go, sleeping. I go, your grandma and Trent, yeah, they're sleeping, everything. And I go, oh, and they're like, hey, Grandpa. And I go, what? And they go, say something funny. I go, do I fucking amuse you two little fucks or what? And I said that to them. They busted up just laughing. All of a sudden I hear click. And they shut down everything. I go, okay, well, I guess my job here is done. You know, I'm a good pop. I made my boys laugh.
That's all you need.
About a half hour later, I click on it. Here's two little heads poked under, and they've got their undercovers and stuff. And I go, okay, guys, by the way, they are teenagers, and I can talk to them.
Yeah, 16 and 14, yes.
So,
Pastor Kirk.
So I go, I go, what happened? They go, hold on. They go, Grandma yelled at us for laughing.
Oh.
And I go, so you guys don't want me to make you laugh or anything? And they're giggling underneath it. They're like, no, but that was funny.
That's the hardest not to laugh when you're not supposed
yeah,
to laugh.
Exactly.
Yeah, you just can't help yourself.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's. I'm sorry, I took it a little bit farther.
Oh, that's
but
okay.
That's kind of where I'm shooting for on that question there.
I think I'm the opposite of you guys because some of the most satisfying relationships in my life right now are my family and my friends. You guys, of course, but we are obviously scheduled because we do the show. But yeah, me and my brothers are tighter than we've ever been since our parents. Left just because, you know, we have so much business to do, but also we understand how each other feels and all that other stuff. But so I don't
her
I don't
parents
feel
passed
like...
away. They didn't just up and leave the family.
Yeah, my parents just left us.
Do you need me to call social services?
So your parents are kind of like me and Lisa. They just up and leave. And
yeah, I was abandoned by my parents in my 50s.
Yeah.
But to focus on to try to get some satisfaction, I feel like I'm trying not to make this an excuse, but I feel stalled out right now until my condo gets rented because right now I'm paying 2 mortgages and only living in one place.
Yeah.
And I just like, that is very unsatisfying. And so once I have a renter, I think that I can make some moves with my pre-need funeral insurance business. And I think that'll be really satisfying because I'll be helping people. And also, of course, there's a financial aspect in my case also, but I'm in limbo and that's really unsatisfying.
Oh, no, we understand that feeling because that's how it was when we bought this house.
Mm-hmm.
You had two mortgages.
We still had our other house, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't sell for, 6 months?
Yeah, it was 8 months, I think.
8 months, so yeah. Oh, he's good.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But, so what do you got, love?
The only thing that, I mean, there's so many, but the thing that comes to mind the most is I think that I just really want to get into volunteering more with animals and rescues and stuff like that. I just need to find the right fit for me. Mm-hmm. And and it needs to be more scheduled because if I don't have like a certain schedule, I won't schedule it. Does that make sense?
100%.
Yeah. So I have to figure that out and I have to figure out what I want to do and how I want to do it and stuff. But, that's it.
If you guys know my wife, but if you guys don't know my wife, like me and Shells do, she is very structured. Mm-hmm. She likes to have the everything written down, this, like, you know, which a lot of people go, oh, I hate that. You know, they hate structure like that. But I like it because I know when we do go out of town and stuff, you know, except for when we go to Dillon, we go like this, we throw it up. But I like it because, I mean, I like when she takes the reins and things are structured and we're going to get shit done and we're going to go have fun. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to see this. You know, I like that about you.
Well, I even really get like upset. Like if it's on a Sunday and I sleep too late don't do anything, I like beat myself up about it for like 3 weeks. It's so stupid. But even if we get up and just do one thing because I plan and I have to plan it or I won't do it.
Right. Sure.
And yeah, it's like, okay, well, we're going to go to the Oddities Festival or we're going to go to this or we're going to go to that and stuff. And we have to get up and do it and stuff. And so that's what I need to do with the rescue. And I really think that I need to be held accountable to start doing
it. Well, once you hit that lotto, make all that money, you'll start your own.
Well, there's that. That'd be great. Yeah.
Right.
Woo-woo.
Yeah. Okay. Finding that balance is interesting.
Yeah.
Because, I don't like laying around either. Mm-mm. But I think there's sometimes that you actually need to just
chill.
Sit in it.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like, when I get busy, most of the time, it's avoiding feelings.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there were times after my mom passed that I'm just like, you know what? I'm working my ass off trying to do all of these things and be the best person and whatever. And I don't want to do anything today. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to feel it. I'm not going to put it on anybody else that I'm depressing or sad or whatever the fuck. But I'm just going to lay here and feel it.
Yeah.
And I think I needed those days. I didn't do it every day.
Yeah.
It was maybe, you know, once or twice a month.
Yeah.
But I had the luxury to do it for 5 seconds. And I like.
No, but I tell you what. She's got the best escape room there is.
It is
down in the basement. It's just like it's like woo, beautiful.
So nice.
It's
cool. Dark and cool.
And king size bed.
Yeah, there's mushrooms down there.
Comfy king size bed.
Snuggle monkey. No mushrooms.
There's no mushrooms. Moist. I just wanted to hear you say
there's
moist.
No fecal matter that it grows in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, let's move on to something maybe a little bit more satisfaction. What gives you the most satisfaction? And let's keep it PG, folks.
I'm sure we all have a few, but mine is mowing the lawn. And the main reason is it doesn't take very long. And there's a beginning, middle, and end, you know? And it looks so much different and better when you're done. The neighbors are off your ass. If I don't do it, it's eating at me. Uh-huh. You know, I know it's out there and I don't want to be the weakest link. I don't want to be the neighbor that looks like shit. Mm-hmm. We're on all the corners and the main drag. Everybody's licking. Mm-hmm. And so it is satisfying. And I remember when my mom was teaching me how to do it because I had two older brothers. I never mowed the lawn in my goddamn life.
Right, yeah.
And
me too.
You know, I'd take out the lawnmower. And, you know, she showed me how to do the things, and now I have to do it, like, manually with the stroke or whatever. Don't be gross, PG.
Uh-huh.
And
you have to pull the cord.
Yeah. And you know, I was resistant. I knew I had to do it, but she was trying to make it sound more fun than it was. And she's like, don't you find that satisfying? I'm like, no, I was resistant. And then my gosh, she was right. It's pretty satisfying.
Yeah.
No, that's Kay.
Yeah.
Now look at this. See that line? You did a straight line there.
It does look nice.
No, that's good.
Don't you feel the same about your yard?
No, I love. See, and the same thing. We're a corner lot.
Yes.
And so, like you say, people are judging me. Well, my neighbor Bill across the way, he always gets me, you know, either I'll mow first and he'll be like, oh God, now I got to do mine because yours looks better than mine. And the other night he was out doing his lawn and stuff. I go, oh, thanks, man. Now I got to go get mine out and do mine. And you know, that's how we banter with each other. But I love it because it does. He's got a way bigger mower than me, which he always makes fun of mine because mine's just a weedy beedy mower. But he's like, I almost thought I was going to have to borrow the bubble mower. Mine was kind of putting out.
It gets the job done.
But
hey.
Mine, if you don't mind if I go next, is cooking a good meal.
Oh, that is a good one. And sharing it with someone.
About that.
Yes.
I beat myself up. This lady will tell you, I mean, I can make the same meal over and over. And I'm like, but then one time I'm like, oh, I nailed this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
that is
and
satisfying.
Like the other night I made these ribs. I was telling these guys earlier, and well, Lisa had them. I got a bunch of fresh peaches,
blended
them, you know, did them in the blender, pureed them in the blender with a little bit of water, this and that, and some sugar. And I sliced my ribs. I didn't leave them in a rack. I sliced them individually.
Pork ribs?
Beef ribs? Pork ribs. Put them in a bag, poured that over it, let it sit for 24 hours, and I did them in the crock pot this time. Fall off the bone.
And he put cinnamon in.
Yeah, ooh. I put the Vietnamese cinnamon. I don't know why it's so much different, but it does have a little bit of a different taste.
Yeah.
Kind of a kick.
Yeah, Lisa gets home and she goes, oh my God, the house, the smell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet.
Yeah. And then, you know, after they were done, I did brush a little bit of a barbecue sauce on them and put them under the old...
the broiler.
The broiler, yeah, so it caramelized a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but, you know, mainly... I love that. Love cooking. But one thing that does give me so much satisfaction, it's going to be like the silliest thing, but my wife's laugh.
Oh, that is satisfying.
When I know that I can make her.
That's the exact one.
Her cackle. No. No, it's funny. When I know. I say something really funny, y'all hear. And then there's this weird.
I sound like a donkey.
Making somebody laugh is a very satisfying.
I usually catch her when she's. I don't mean to do it, but she's about to drink something. But she closed, or you know, we'll just be driving, and she'll be like, and just she's got this high pitched thing, and then she'll have like get tears in her eyes because she's laughing so hard. That's when I know that's success. That's my most satisfaction thing is making her that happy.
I had liquid come out my nose the other day when I was listening to our podcast. Yeah. And Shelly said the thing about Fred Durst. Limp Bizkit. He goes, you had a responsibility. I just started. I don't know why that cracked me up so much, from Woodstock 99.
Yeah.
But they have such a dumb name, and to hear them have any kind of responsibility about anything
is so
crazy.
Yes. I think that the thing that gives me the most satisfaction is probably art projects, like crafting, something that you do, and then there's an end to it, and you see the end result.
Yes.
Or even like with fingernails. and being done with the whole thing and having a really pretty nice set of, you know, nail art.
Wow. Anything in general. So few people do that. It's easy to destroy and criticize and all that, but to create something like you do every day, that's impressive. How many projects have I started that I've never finished? 100%.
100% of them.
Yes.
I just had an epiphany.
Yeah.
Epiphany. Yeah.
You should mow the lawn.
No, that is not an art project.
And that is not an epiphany.
I can imagine what I would come out to.
Like,
all these different designs. Of it. Yeah.
It's Post Malone.
Just keep being bad at it, Lisa.
No, I'm like, that's one thing I'll always be bad at. That is so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so on that note, then what gives you the least amount of satisfaction?
God. A bad night's sleep.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I hate a bad night's sleep. I just can't, you know. And Coors Light.
Also, but like if you go to a hotel or, I don't know, if you're someplace that isn't your house and there's a really pussy shower, like it just spits at you.
Puffer.
There's not enough water pressure.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, that's
That's really unsatisfying. I'd rather be dirty.
Yeah, I'm paying for this. You're out of town.
Exactly.
You know, you're like, and I'm getting this. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
Those are both good ones. I don't really have anything.
Come on.
Yeah. Things that give me the least amount of satisfaction.
Fred Durst.
Well, and bills. Paying bills.
Oh,
that's another one, because you should feel like, I'm doing so much better than I was last month. It never fucking is.
Oh, I know.
It's
you
so
know
unsatisfying.
What? The thing that I hate, I guess this is the thing that I hate the most. Like, I would rather go to the dentist, the gynecologist, get waxing, and have something shoved up my nose than to do my taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Any red tape, any paperwork.
Yes.
Even if it's electronic paperwork, it's still paperwork.
I can't even tell you how much I hate it.
Well, and yours are so complicated, too, because you're like a 1099 and you write off the office and all the things.
Yeah.
Gross.
We have to come up with all kinds of creative shit every year.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to. I just don't want to.
Good on you for paying your taxes.
Well,
that's
thanks.
Good. Yeah, then you'd have another bottle of wax.
But do I?
Winky, winky, wink.
Wink. No, I hate it. I file my taxes.
Yeah.
No, I do.
No, we do everything.
Yes, we do it right.
We actually, one time, actually got a refund.
We did.
One time.
Yeah.
Being independent contractors and everything, we actually.
That's the time I have to pay. Well, that's when we had Brett.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
why don't we have more kids?
Math doesn't work out.
No.
Hey, should be able to write.
This is the thing.
You should be able to write your dog off.
This is what gives me no satisfaction. That Daryl didn't try harder with his kids to do like the whole, because I came into his life when they were still little.
Yeah.
And really, he should have had them every other year.
Yeah,
to be
as
able
a write
to take,
off.
As a write off.
Sure.
And he didn't fight for any of that kind of stuff. I don't think he knew
did
that he was
supposed
to. Did
he fight for his right to party?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's what
did.
I did.
That's
I did.
All he did.
That's why I didn't want him. I'm like, it's weekend. At least you should have your kids. No, I got to fight.
A very unsatisfying is, you remember how we talked about simple pleasures last week, week before, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, yeah, by you, I mean me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, a full tank of gas and windshield wiper fluid and all of these things that make your car functional or whatever that you shouldn't have to think about. But also, the big expenses on a car that don't give you a thrill, it's not sexy, new tires.
Oh,
it's just like, how unsatisfying.
It's so
unsatisfying. It's just like, I have to do this to not die.
Yeah.
Is the only reason I'm doing it.
I'm the opposite. No. I love when I get new tires.
The ones on my Jeep were sexy. But
I swear to God, the car seems like it dries better and everything.
No.
Yeah. Enjoy. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Whenever.
I don't feel it.
The ones when I get you the rims and the tires.
That was nice because they were cool looking.
On the Explorer, but
just normal ass tires that have more tread.
Right.
Like, who cares?
Well, and the thing that sucks now, that's a good one too, because we just had to have that happen. I had a back tire that had a screw on the sidewall.
Uh-huh.
I took it down to the place down the street here, and the guy says, I can't fix that.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I'm going to have to give you new tires. He goes, but unfortunately, I don't have the tire that would match. He goes, I'm going to have to get you 4 new tires. And I go, well, I'll just hop it over to my son-in-law, who's at another tire store. And the guy goes, by law, this vehicle is deemed unsafe to drive.
Wow.
He goes,
or do you think that was true?
I've heard it before.
Yeah.
And he goes, if I let you leave here and you get in a wreck and they knew that I did that, he goes, we'll be liable for that. He goes, I know this sucks and everything. He goes, but I'm going to work you a deal. Mm-hmm. Well, it was funny because I told him my son-in-law worked at, mm-hmm. and he goes, I used to work with him.
Oh, no way.
And he goes, I can beat your son-in-law's deal. Uh-huh. He goes, call him up, ask him what he can do for you.
Oh, I thought that was kind of fun.
So I called him up and told him where I was. He goes, don't tell him you're mm-hmm. here. He goes, just tell him what you need. And he goes, so he gave me a quote on some tires. The guy comes back. He goes, no. He goes, I got that beat by a heartbeat.
Oh, wow.
So he comes back. He goes, so I might have made some stuff up. And I go, oh, yeah. He goes, yeah. He goes, I spoke too soon before I realized what I had in stock. He goes, I don't have the tire that I was going to give you in stock. But I talked to my manager. I'm going to give you the upgrade one for the same price as the one that I told
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. There's some ethics.
Exactly.
That's satisfying.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get so there's deal. My satisfaction. So there I was like,
you are satisfied by tires so much.
I'm not like the old lady throwing them through the window.
Right.
It's just such an unsexy purchase.
Yeah, I know.
I'm getting totally a nice handbag or outfit or whatever, yeah. or even the car itself. Yeah. Just like tires.
Hey, Debbie, did you get a new radiator?
Not good.
I got spark plugs. Look.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Any more satisfying or unsatisfying things that we shall talk about? Y'all good?
I think.
I don't know. I guess satisfying and disappointment are different things. So, yeah. Let's wrap it up.
Are you satisfied with the show so far?
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
It gets the job done. See there? You got the tummy chuck.
That's good.
That's actually really funny. Okay. Well,
Shelly's, it's moving along
yeah,
at least.
It's fine. The next one will be better. Great. Okay. We'll be back with a wow.
Wow. Wow.
It's time for the wow. Your witches are doing it now. We talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the wow.
Alrighty, guys, we're back from the wow. And once again, like I say, I can't ever tire of that song. I don't know why. I like it a lot. I like it. But anyhow, I'm excited about this one. The wow. I love the wow. It's one of my favorite segments. And, it moves the show. It satisfies me.
Oh,
all right. I like
satisfying.
It.
Satisfying.
Hey, yes.
There you
yes.
go.
Which one of you witches would like to go? Which one of you witches would like to go first?
I'll go first. Okay. The title is, and I don't know where. Hold on. Let me see if I can find where it's from. Nope, I can't. Don't know where this came from, but the title is, a Florida woman was caught attempting to sneak two turtles through TSA by stuffing them in her bra.
Oh, are they snapping turtles?
TSA finds turtles in a bra at Miami Airport. In a bizarre twist, a Florida woman was caught trying to smuggle two live turtles through TSA at Miami International Airport hidden inside her bra.
Yes.
TSA reminded travelers that pets are allowed, but must be carried openly, not hidden under clothing. Sadly, one of the turtles did not survive.
Oh,
the other was handed over to Florida wildlife officials. This strange attempt comes just weeks after TSA eased up on shoe rules during the screening. No word on stricter rules for bras yet. As the TSA put it, you turtly can travel with pets. Just do it safely.
Oh, Lisa, you nailed it.
And there's a picture.
Oh.
And I will put that on Facebook.
Oh, man.
We don't know which one of these two was not the surviving turtle.
Well, I just don't want to know.
No, yep. I don't either.
That is tragedy and
that,
a comedy.
That TSA, that turtle stealing ass.
Yeah, she is a turtle stealing ass. Goodness. And that is the animal segment.
I like that way because, I'm a turtle guy. I love turtles.
You are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go for it, dude.
Okay. Yeah. So, guys, we did a little coin toss and I got to, we had other things for the wow today. I actually was supposed to be doing criminals, but we passed it on because I was doing research last night about another show, not research, but I was doing my music for another show that we have coming up, and it just happened to fall on this date on August 20th, has seen various significant music events throughout history. Notable occurrences include the Rolling Stones releasing I Can't Get No Satisfaction on this date. In 1965.
I am stunned.
August 20th.
I'm agog. My mouth is agape.
Is that not cool?
I am gobstopped.
Well, last night I was up doing that and I went,
That is wild.
Wait a minute. I got to have music because it's going to go with my show. And I mean, I thought of the show like a week ago. I didn't even know anything about, you know, today's date.
I am thunderstruck.
Yes. I think it's pretty darn cool. But here's some other notable dates or notable things that happened on this date. Also in 1969, the Beatles were together for the last time in EMI Studios in London working on Abbey Road album.
Oh, wow.
1973, the Rolling Stones, they liked today to release stuff, release Angie, a part of their Goathead Soup album.
Angie! Maybe that's why it was called Goathead. Angie!
1988, this is a sad part of things. Two fans were killed at the Monsters of Rock Festival in England during a Guns N' Roses set. Were they killed or did they kill themselves? Because it was during a Guns N' Roses set.
That's horrible.
And Riley Kiley released their fourth and final album, Under the Blacklight.
Who's Riley Kiley?
That was my question. Their fourth and final album, when was their first and foremost album?
Go give them a goog, folks. That's all
Riley,
I
Riley Kiley.
That should be one of your keywords, Shelley.
Yes.
I'm writing it down right now.
What's a Riley Kiley?
Well, there's your music. Oh, let me just add something to your music segment.
Sure.
It's Fred Durst's birthday today.
Oh.
That guy had a responsibility.
He did.
His parents
did. I've been in on the nookie. His mom was nookie.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, if I may, thank you for being so topical, Daryl.
Thank you.
And the rest of us for being so cool. I have true criminals, like stupid criminals this week, dumb bad guys. And this article is from WUSA out of Wisconsin. Waukesha, if you will. Waukesha? I don't know. That sounds like my next dog's name. I like
Waukesha?
It.
Oh.
Waukesha. That's fun.
Okay,
so here's the article. Safe sex is a practice that is continually pushed on our nation's youth and for good reason. Avoiding unwanted pregnancies and sexually transmitted diseases are just two reasons why contraception is encouraged in today's society. However, the concept of safe sex is widely understood to take place between two consenting adult humans, not a human in a piece of furniture.
Oh no, J.D. Vance?
Enter Gerald P. Streeter, a 46-year-old man from Wisconsin who reportedly was arrested a few days ago for allegedly having sex with a curbside couch. The Waukesha Patch reports that an off-duty officer saw Streeter having sex with an abandoned couch set on a curb, according to a criminal complaint. If he's found guilty, Streeter reportedly could be jailed for months and be required to pay a fine. At 11 p.m. September 3rd, the off-duty Waukesha police officer was out for a jog on North University Drive near Pebble Valley Road when he spotted an abandoned yellow couch on the curb. Joe Petrie of Patch wrote, he observed Streeter by the couch and thrusting his hips as if he was having sex with a person. The officer approached Streeter to see what was going on and yelled, "What are you doing?" which caused Streeter to run away.
Oh.
Dangling. The officer didn't realize or see anyone else on the couch, but the officer realized Streeter was thrusting it between the couch cushions for sexual gratification. So don't do it. You're going to get caught. This guy now has a new nickname called the Curbside Couch Humper.
Mm.
And if you've ever seen Big Mouth on Netflix, there is a character that does something similar. So if this is your kink, I'm not going to yuck your yum. The couch was probably begging for it, depending on the tapestry.
You know, I don't know if the couch really wanted it, but I do know, and I did hear, that her skin was like leather.
Oh, like leather.
You know what? This story just doesn't sit well with me.
No? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the satisfaction of a good couch.
And the poor thing was just curbside.
Yeah.
Minding its own business.
Yeah.
Trying to find a better home. And some might say it did.
Well, who knows?
And then the cops went back to look at the couch and it's sitting there.
Smoking a cigarette. Oh, my gosh.
I found this butt underneath the cushion.
Well, thanks, everybody, for enduring another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. We'd like to remind you that next week will be the... This will come out.
Wednesday. So Sunday.
Saturday.
Saturday the 30th
is our Patreon party. If you're not a Patreon yet, sign up. There's still time. And if you are, please RSVP so we know how much food
to gauge.
Also, yeah, it's just polite. Let's RSVP.
Yeah, be nice.
Yeah, exactly. And if you want to become a Patreon, you can get there from our website, which is goodwitch-badwitch.com. It's in the upper right-hand corner. I think it says join Patreon.
I think so, too.
Yep. And then also, depending on the tier you get, you can listen to our shows ad-free for the $5 and $10 level, or ad-free in a day early if you do the $20 level.
Yep.
So there's all kinds of fun things. What other podcast says, hey, you're a Patreon, to show our appreciation, I'm going to let you over to my house.
Really?
To play games.
Yes.
And party hardy.
And hang out with the three coolest witches in Colorado.
With Keisha Waskington.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening, like Lisa said. And also, stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy, too.